Parshas Vayetze begins really to see Yaakov Avinu in his independent state. In other words, until now we've seen him, glimpses of his gadlus, we've seen him on a passively receiving brachas. But this parsha really shows us an element of a titin emes le Yaakov. Emes is the synergy, the gadlus of Avram Avinu, who was totally chesed, and Yitzchak, who was totally gevura, and Yaakov Avinu, who's emes. He knew exactly when to use chesed, when to use gevura. And that's emes. That is perfection. He's called the Bechir HaOvos. And this parsha, I just want to bring out a few points. This week's parsha, we see wonderful, wonderful messages of exactly how Yaakov affected in this and what that means for us. Yaakov Avinu leaves, and he's been in yeshiva, Shem Ve'eva, for all those years, and he has never yet received a nevuah. He had not yet received a nevuah. Finally, he comes. He happens to go down and rest in the place of the Beis HaMikdosh. And he got this incredible nevuah. He got these haftochas, he got these promises from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he sees his sulamuts of Arutz Rosh HaMegiah Shemayim, the malachim going up and down, and Hashem says to him, Zarchol Kafaho Oretz Ofrasti, beautiful, beautiful brachas. And Yaakov Avinu has received nevuah for the first time. He's now one of the Nevi'im. He has now received haftochas of continuation. And he should be delighted. What did Yaakov Avinu say? V'yikatz Yaakov Mishnos, Yaakov woke up, v'yoyman, he says, Ochein, yeshem b'mokem hazeh. Whoa, behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this place. V'anoichi lo yadati, and I didn't know. Says Rashi, v'anoichi lo yadati, she'im yadati, because if I would have known, lo yashanti b'mokem kodesh kazeh, I would never have slept in this place. Exactly, exactly. See, he's saying, if I would have known, I would never. Now, let's understand this. If he would not have slept in that place, most likely he would never have got the nevuah. Most likely never have got all the haftochas. Yaakov Avinu was in that place not because he wanted to be there. He was a total shoygeg. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masavev. They should just be in that particular place and fall asleep over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly wanted him to be there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to give him this nevuah, and he wanted to give him these brachas. Yaakov Avinu, I've never have done it. What do you mean? You see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you and how much he loves you. What were you saying? The Torah is, and it's brought down from all the Balei Musar, and it's most clearly brought down as Nine Matayra, that when it comes to calculations, when it comes to cheshbonos of Shemayim, never, never do the ends justify the means. If you're not supposed to be lying down in that place, just because you got the biggest brachas and biggest haftochas does not mean that you have any right whatsoever to do something in the smallest iota wrong to get to where you reached. If Yaakov Avinu is not supposed to be sleeping there, he's not supposed to be sleeping there. It's a wrong thing to do. After they got all these brachas, that's lovely. But that's not the way you work through and you calculate a person's life. Yaakov Avinu is learning from his koichas of gevura brought down from his father, that if something is right, it is right. And if it is wrong, it is dead wrong. And it's wrong for me to be there. Everything else, that's very nice, but that's not where I should have been. So you see, Yaakov Avinu is uncompromising. He is meductic in the smallest element, and he beats himself up, as it were, even for an element of shegeg, that he should not have been there at that particular time. That's one element of Yaakov Avinu. Later on, though, he gets another nevuah. And this is in the stage where he's already been in the house of Lavan all those years, and he's been beaten up by Lavan here and there. Nebuch, he's been swindled, and he's been his daughters, and with all different times, 100 times, he's drayed him a cop. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him, and Hashem says to him, and he says to him, go, leave, and go to your birthplace. Okay? Hashem says to him, I'll be with you. Sorry, that's a pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph. Hashem says to Avram Avinu, says to Yaakov Avinu, get up and go. So Yaakov Avinu goes to Rachel Leina Sada, and he gives them a whole drasha. And he says to them, I was with your father all this time, and Vavichem Heselbi Vehechavis Maskurte Seres Moinim, your father swindled me all this time, and if he said it should be like this, it will be like that, and he this and that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me. And eventually he says to them, and Hashem said to me, go and leave. So Rachel and Leah say back to him, do we have any portion of father's home? Why did Yaakov Avinu give this long drasha? Yaakov Avinu should say to them, Rachel, Leah, you're Mois. You know that you're Mois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to leave. Let's go. You have to give a long drasha. There's no compromise dealing here with Mois. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We have no hasoga. We cannot possibly imagine what great people they were. And Yaakov Avinu gives us a whole drasha how the father swindled them. And they answer back to him, not, Hashem said, we're going. What do they answer back? You're right. What else do we have to gain over here by being with our father? Let's go. What's going on over here? So over here, the Balei Musar say like this. When it's dealing with you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, ben Odom Lamokoyim, there's no room for compromise. And even if it's an expense of missing all the brachas and missing all the haftochas, if it's element of doing something wrong, nothing. There is no element of compromise. When it's ben Odom Lechaveroi, when you are trying to give over the message to somebody else, and you come along and abruptly say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to go, let's go, and in some way or another, they are going to feel a pinch. They're going to feel upset that they have to leave behind where they've been brought up all that time and go to a strange place. You have no right to be uncompromising. You have no right to be strong. You have no right to be harsh. You have to explain to them why, for their sake, ultimately, it's good for them to go. It happens to be that Kodesh Baruch Hu told us, fine, but I'm giving you over the soft message. There you don't use din, you use chesed, you use rachamim, you use an element of explaining to them why for their sake it was the best thing to do. And that's why he gave them this whole drasha and explained to them. So therefore, that's Yaakov. And Yaakov gives a whole drasha to explain to them the gentle, and this is psukim in the Torah, every word of the Torah is written in golden ink. To explain to us that of course it's the right thing to do, but that's not how you go over and tell your wife, you've got to go, Hashem said. No, explain to them. Ask Sir Moshe Feinstein, fine, they got the message, they understand now that they have to go. But why do they pick up on the element of, do we have anything left in our father's home? He's treated us like strangers. Why did they not say, Yaakov Avinu, we understand, thank you for giving us over so beautifully to us. We picked up on it. Let's go, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to. Why did they pick up and say, yes, we're nothing to gain there. What's the day behind that? Reb Moshe Feinstein said that America lost a generation of people who are Shomer Shabbos for one reason only. They came along, and these people from their home came from Europe, and they kept Shabbos. And they said, you know, they came back to the kids and said, you know what? I am mois and nefesh for Shabbos. Every week I lose my job for Shabbos. Ah! It's a shver sezayin a yid. It's difficult to be a Jew, but I'm doing it anyway. And he said because of that, a whole generation of Jews turned their back and said, you know what? You're willing to be mois and nefesh. I'm not willing to be mois and nefesh. And they turned their back and they said, we don't need all of this. And they became mechalel Shabbos. Reb Moshe said, what foolish people they were. If they would have just said it a little bit different, they could have had children and grandchildren marrying Jews today. What could they have said? I'm not Mois and Nefesh. I'm keeping Shabbos. Shabbos is the most beautiful thing in the world. I wouldn't give it up for anything. Not because I'm Mois and Nefesh, not a mysterious Nefesh. It's my bond. I, Panosa. Panosa comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Am I losing anything by keeping Shabbos? You're not losing anything. You're only gaining by following on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If I b'chal Shabbos, that's when I'm losing. If they would have said that over to their children, if that would have been given over the message, then children also don't want to lose anything. They also would have kept Shabbos. So their Mois are saying out loud to the children, and they're saying, a Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to go. We're not even going to make this as if it's a mysterious nefesh at all. We're going to make this as if it's the biggest, most wonderful present that Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to leave because it's good for our benefit. And therefore, what we see from over here is, Rabbi Isai, a beautiful, beautiful message. On one hand, when it comes from the Odom Lamokoyim, there is din, 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 no compromise, and it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to me, and it's between me and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even if wonderful things come out, you have no right to justify the end. However, when it's ma'odom lechaveroi, when it comes to between me and my friend, you got to be soft, you got to be gentle, you got to give over in a way why it's good for them. And if you don't give it over in that way, then ultimately, not only perhaps would it be painful for people, but one can lose a generation of children through that. Yaakov Avinu, though, made one mistake. With all his calculation, made one mistake. Rachel comes to him, and Rachel says to him, Yaakov, Vatayr Rachel kaloy lada, perik lamad posagalov. Vatikana Rachel bachisa, Vatoymel Yaakov said to Yaakov, Hovo li bonim, bring me children with him, if not, mesa noichi, I'm as if I'm dead. Vayicha af Yaakov, Yaakov doesn't get angry easily. But when Lavan swindled him, he didn't say he got angry. Vayicha af Yaakov barachel, he got angry. Vayoyim, and he says, Hasacha selekim anoichi, am I replacement of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ashimonim imeich privatim, am I the one who prevented you from having children? So the Pasuk says that Yaakov Lina was Vayicha af, he got upset with her, and he said, Hasacha selekim anoichi. Says in Medrash, we find the same language later on in Parshas Vayechi.
Yes.
Yosef, his brothers come to him and they say to him, Vayira ochi Yosef kimeis aviem, and they got afraid, perhaps Yosef would now revenge them. And they said to him, Yaakov told us, didn't really, that he said you should forgive us. What did Yosef say back to them? In Perik Nun Pasuk Yotet, Vayoyim aleim Yosef, al tirol, ki sachas elekim oni. Same notion. Ki sachas elekim oni. Onoichi, right? Says a Medrash, because Yaakov Avinu used that lashon v'sachas elokim oni, his children were suffered. His children were nervous. His children were in trauma that Yosef will do something to them, and therefore Yosef had to use that language v'sachas elokim oni as a tool for the tshuva of Yaakov Avinu. Asks the Kedusha Halev of Hedech Lebowitz, what was Yaakov's mistake? The last thing Yaakov wanted to do was upset Rachel. He loved her. He valued her. Yaakov was a most calm, cool, and collected and calculated person. Lavan takes away his wife and swindles him and gives him a different wife that he didn't want. But Yaakov doesn't get angry. And over here, Yaakov gets angry with a wife he loves and cherishes and he's controlled. What's this all about? Why did he get angry? And what was his chet all about? Says the Sephardim, because Yaakov Avinu was doing it the Shem Shemayim, or we thought so at least, and he said, "You're looking at me for children." Hatachas elokim anoichi am I in place of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He was doing it as a mechal. He was being meicha for the sake of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't look at me. Don't look. I'm not the person. But look, speak to Rabbi Shlomo Daven. So he was being meicha. He was protesting for the covenant of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So again, the question has to be asked. So what chet was it then? Yaakov Avinu didn't do it because he was angry. He didn't do it because he wanted to upset her. He did it a shame shemaim. So if it's a shame shemaim, why do we call that a chet? What was the chet there involved? Says the Chedusha Halev, you know what the chet was? The Yaakov misunderstood that when a person is in pain, like she was, who didn't have children, it is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want you to stand up for his covered when somebody, another human being is suffering. You have no right to upset another human being and be meichel on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's covered if a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself doesn't want that to happen. A Kodesh Baruch Hu does not want a woman who doesn't have children to suffer. And he tells, how dare you? I mean, a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want that, because a Kodesh Baruch Hu is such that when it comes ben Adam l'chaveroi, a Kodesh Baruch Hu stands back from his own covered in order that somebody else should not suffer. And therefore the chet of Yaakov Avinu was l'shem shemaim, but he missed l'shem shemaim. He understood that when it comes to halacha and it comes to money, we don't compromise. The answer is, that's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it comes between you and your wife, who is suffering, she doesn't have children, you do compromise. You do not use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered, because that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Says the Henoch Lebowitz, this is Yaakov who was a Shem Shemayim, and he loved his wife. And he made a mistake, and he did a chet because he was meiche. He made a protest on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake when a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want that. He says, how many of us make miscalculations? We're not allowed to have any shaychus with these people because they're rishoyim. How do you know? How do you know? Kodesh Baruch Hu maybe does want you to have a shaychus with people, to be the car of them. How dare you be, he says, how dare you be sharp to people and upset people when there's a way of speaking to them nicely? There's a Kodesh Maim, I'm being meiche. You're being meicher. You're protesting. Does a Kodesh Baruch Hu want you to be meicher in this situation? Maybe a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a softer approach. It says, Mesillas Yesharim says, how careful one has to be not to make a kula. I'm being meikel. And he must make calculations of kulas. Yeah? And he says, how careful one has to be, because very often these kulas are based on a personal agenda. And these kulas really are miscalculations and a chatoim. Says Rehenich Lebowitz, and you should just know as well, that plenty of chumras are based on miscalculations too. It's a miscalculation because I want to overpower this person with my chumra. I want to have gaiva with this chumra, and I want to be sharp to that person because I have an anger issue. You know, you get people, you know, who go around shul, who put people's tefillin straight. Yeah? They're the tefillin police. They go around, they see a guest in shul, and his tefillin thing, and they move their tefillin. Some people don't want the tefillin to be moved. So either do it in a very nice way. You know, you get road rage. You know, road rage. You get mitzvah rage. Yeah? People want to do a mitzvah. Oh, and you ask these people, why do you move the tefillin? Because I feel for them. Because I. So either say, do it nicely, and after, say, I hope you don't mind, you know. Just go move somebody's tefillin. Right? If you care so much, have you found that if they have breakfast in the morning? If you found that they have somewhere to stay? The guests in shul, have you helped them? Right? One has to know that the Shem Shemaim, of all this Shem Shemaim, very often is completely not a Shem Shemaim, it's a chet. So for Yaakov Avinu, Ben Odom Lamokoim was totally uncompromising. He can lose all the brachas, he can lose all his aptochas, for just being a shoygei he gets upset about. But when he gets Ben Odom Lachaveroi, he gives his whole drosha to his wives to make it easier for them. And we mentioned as well, that Ben Odom Lachaveroi has to be such, that in order to make sure that we have a successful chinuch of the next generations, we have to show our children that the din, the halachas that we are keeping, is not because we have to and we are uncompromising, it's because it's geschmack, because it's beautiful. We wouldn't want to give up for anything. And that is a message we've got to give to our kids. And finally, Yaakovina, when he miscalculated and made a little bit too much din, instead of rachamim, he got punished for that. Because the message over here is, when it comes to an Adam Mokoim, one has to know that very, very often one is too sharp, one is too strong in other people. If it gives over in a way of love and real, real kiruv, it goes over nicely. But one does not have to be meichel, because very often Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be meichel.